Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Welspun Enterprises Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhinandan Singh, Head Group Investor Relations, Welspun Group. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Singh.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome all of you to the Q2 FY23 earnings call of Welspun Enterprises Limited. Present along with me today on this forum are Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjay Sultania, Chief Financial Officer of the company. You'd have received the results from the company and also available in our filings on the BSE and NSE, as well as on the company's website, welspunenterprises.com, which has additional disclosures and information in the investor section over there. As usual, we'll start the forum with some opening remarks by our leadership team, then we'll open the floor for the questions. Should you have any queries that remain unanswered after this earnings call, you can reach out to us. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Sandeep Garg, MD, Welspun Enterprises. Over to you, Sandeep.
Thank you, Abhinandan, and good afternoon to everyone present now. Before I start the discussion, I hope everyone had a safe and joyful Diwali, and also wish that the new year brings in further joy and prosperity to everyone present on the call. Now, coming on to the discussion for the quarter, I will start with a few highlights for the quarter and then give an update on the asset monetization efforts of the company, followed by Mr. Sanjay Sultania sharing his thoughts on financial performance of the company. Following our Q1 FY23 performance, the performance of Q2 FY23 continued to be strong as compared to the same period last year. We reported a strong growth in revenue as well as profitability, which is largely driven by better execution of few of our key EPC projects in both road and water segment. With the execution of these key projects picking up, we are confident of delivering a strong performance in the current as well as next financial year. On the standalone number front, our revenue from operations grew 82% year-on-year basis. Our EBITDA margin has improved from the preceding quarter due to the easing of commodity prices. It currently stands at 11% as compared to 7.2% in Q1 of FY23. On the order book front, we have a very strong order book of 11,400 crores. This includes 1,796 crores of O&M and asset replacement for MCGM STP project as on 30th September 2022. As a diversification strategy, we now have a very strong order book in water and wastewater segments. Sorry, wastewater treatment segment, which will help us to de-risk ourselves. Water and wastewater treatment projects constitute 56% of our order book, and balance 44% comprises of road projects. We are focused on establishing ourselves as a credible player in the water and wastewater treatment segment, which we believe has a huge opportunity. We will continue to focus on value creation in a high value, high margin project portfolio. We have demonstrated the same with the recent asset monetization deal we signed with Actis. You may recall, our HAM journey started in the year 2016 with an investable corpus of approximately 800 crores. And over the last 6 years, we have been able to develop, or we have been able to build developmental projects portfolio of about 12,000 crores. A large part of this 12,000 crores, valued at about 9,000 crores, is being monetized through the Actis transaction. And once the consideration comes in at first closing, our past guidance on these projects of mid-teen returns at project level would be actualized. For anticipated IRR on the assets we are divesting would be at least 15% at project level, considering both EPC prospect and divestment returns. This brings me to an update on asset monetization transaction with Actis. We had anticipated that the approvals from NHAI/PWD and lenders would come in by September 2022. I am happy to update that we have received approvals from all our clients as per the concession agreements, as well as from lenders, and have thus achieved most of the CPs by October 2022. Currently, we are in the process of compliance with the rest of the CPs. Consequently, we expect first closing to happen of the Actis deal in the current quarter itself. We have always maintained that we have an asset-light business model and we have stayed the course. The impending Actis transaction demonstrates our commitment to act on stated strategy. We are successfully recycling capital, which will provide us a strong foundation for our next phase of growth. In this growth phase, we will target a portfolio of high value, high margin assets. We will continue to work with our low risk execution model. On the operational front, we have received completion certificates for two HAM projects, namely Maharashtra Amravati Package AM2 project, which was received on 30th July 2022 from Maharashtra PWD, and Chutmalpur Ganeshpur and Roorkee Chutmalpur CGRG project, which was received on 7th October 2022 from NHAI. These projects are part of the monetization portfolio. As I conclude, I am delighted to also share that Welspun Enterprise was awarded the second fastest growing construction company in the small category at the 20th Construction World Magazine Global Awards 2022, which were held on 14th October 2022. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Sultania, our CFO, to share his thoughts on financial performance. Over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Mr. Garg, and good afternoon to everyone. On the financial front, our standalone performance continues to be strong for the quarter as compared to the same quarter last year. We registered a revenue of rupees 510 crores, which is a growth of 82% in Q2 FY23 as compared to Q2 FY22. Our EBITDA in Q2 FY23 is rupees 57 crore for the quarter, the growth in revenue and profitability has been on the back of a strong project execution of key large projects in road as well as water segment. The operating margins have been stable year on year at 11%. On a sequential basis, margins have improved, aided by some moderation of input cost. Should the moderation of input cost continue, margins are likely sustainable going forward. The profit for the quarter has registered a growth of 1.8 times year-on-year to Rs. 40 crores on account of better project execution and lower input costs. The finance cost has slightly increased due to accelerated execution in EPC business. For the first half of the fiscal, which is H1 FY23, the performance mirrors the quarterly performance trend with revenue and PAT growing by 90% and 89% year-on-year to Rs. 1,184 crore and Rs. 65 crore respectively. The EBITDA for half yearly for current year stands at Rs. 107 crore. Now, coming to our consolidated financials, consolidated revenue for the quarter saw a growth of 83% year-on-year to Rs. 530 crore. EBITDA for the quarter is Rs. 70 crore. During the quarter, we acquired 51% in three of our JVs, namely CGRE, GSY, and CTHPL that we held. The consolidated financials reflect a gain of Rs. 61 crore shown as an exceptional item on account of business combination accounting of these SPVs. And I would just like to insist upon that this gain of exceptional item is a notional gain. Further, since we are in the process of divesting six of our completed HAM and BOT project, we have classified those assets as assets under held for sale. Therefore, you would have seen an item of Rs. 32 crore shown as profit from discontinued operation in our consolidated financial results. The net profit for Q2 financial year 23 after considering sale loss in associate and joint venture companies as well as post-tax profit from discontinued operation grew by 4.9 times year-on-year to Rs. 133 crores as compared to Rs. 22.5 crores in Q2 FY22. Once the assets are divested, the profit from discontinued operations shall not be part of our financials. On the balance sheet front, the total standalone gross debt is approximately Rs. 652 crores with cash and cash equivalent to Rs. 249 crores, translating to a net debt of Rs. 402 crores. The net debt to equity stands at 0.21 times. On consolidated basis, the gross debt is approximately 927 crores, which excludes SPV project debt of assets which are being monetized. The cash and cash equivalent on the consolidated basis is Rs. 259 crores. Once the closing of asset monetization concludes, we expect to become a zero debt company at a standalone basis after we fully retire debt and are likely to have a marginal under construction project specific debt on consolidated balance sheet. Pickup in execution backed by a strong order book along with easing of input cost should aid growth in revenue and profitability going forward. This is all from my side and we can now open the floor for your questions, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Videsh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on your numbers. So, just want to understand and clarify. So, after the Actis transaction, we would effectively have like net cash of, so I think the equity proceeds is about 2,500 crores. We've got 400 crores of a net debt. So we'd expect to have about 2,100 crores of a net cash on books.
So, yes, if you look at the net debt positions expected, the numbers are pretty much close to it, subject to the minor adjustments on first close and second close. But till the time the plan closure takes place, it will be close to the numbers that you have stated.
Sure. But just to understand the third, like, reason we've just structured it in terms of the two closes, is it because of the regulatory approvals? And I guess you'd indicated that the first close to happen in this quarter. Any indication on the second close's timeline?
So the secondary close is required from a statutory clearance point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we would have preferred to close in one go, but there is a constraint on the concession by when we can do the complete transaction of Mukherjee Chowk Panipat project.
Got it. So you know, any indication as to how much we'd expect to do in the first close, how much in the second close, and the timing of the second close?
So we would come back with the exact numbers. As we speak, the numbers are being rejected. So as soon as the transaction is about to close, we shall come up with the numbers, how much percentage would come on the first close and the second close. I also would want to clarify a point which you had raised. Although the net debt, right, is about 400 odd crores, but we would want to be free of the standalone debt. We expect the company to become net debt zero. The standalone debt stands at about 650 odd crores.
Good. So Hari, I just didn't answer that. So if we are gonna get an infusion of about 2,500 crores, and we've got about 400 crores of net debt, or 600 crores of gross debt effectively, then we would be like net cash, right? Or am I missing something in terms of how...
You company will have a net cash surplus, for sure, which will be utilized for, as I said in my opening statement, for after retiring the debt for additional reasons of EPC, the current order book, which still stands at about 11,500 crores, and for the future growth of creating... further assets, which are high value and high margin assets.
Got it. Understood. So, and just to understand with regards to effectively, is there any update you can provide on our oil block?
So there is, yes, I can provide an overview on the oil blocks. The current investment in the oil block stands at about 410 crores. We have two blocks, namely MBOSM 2005/2 for Norbay block, which is and adjoining Discover's small field block B9 block. So between the two of them, we have reserve of about a TCF petroleum initially in place. And currently as we speak, we are doing a field development plan study, field development study for the same, which we expect to be completing in January 2023. At that point in time, we will know the complete strategy as to how we are going to produce, by when we are going to produce, and how much infrastructure would be required to produce, and the commercials of the same. So that's where we currently are.
Good. So and then we would expect to use this excess cash flow to effectively speaking develop with these blocks, because I'm assuming if they're offshore, it's reasonably expensive to develop as well.
So the intent is, as we speak, we will be looking forward to all forms of investment into that block as well, from concept of farm in or farm out, as well as interest of oil majors, if there is any. So we will take a strategic call on them once we have the FTP in 2023 and the board has had a chance to apply its mind and onto the opportunities and how to deal with those opportunities.
Got it. So, and just one last question was with regards to how should we be thinking about, I mean, you have indicated we have invested about 400 crores, but from what we understand is that the belt in which we have these oil blocks is reasonably lucrative with a reasonable high level of the reserves, you know. So how should we be thinking about how much the oil block is actually valued at, and how should we be thinking about that?
It's a gas block. I would refrain from.
Yes, the gas block.
Primarily these are gas blocks.
Yes.
The petroleum initially in place is about 1 TCF. Mm-hmm. And in a gas block, normally 70% of the petroleum initially in place, subject to the studies confirming, is producible. So you can do the maths depending upon how you foresee the gas pricing to move forward over the next 10-15 years as to what these blocks mean. So
that's a pretty large number, effectively, if that's really what it ends up looking like. Right?
That is a large number, and I will refrain from naming the number. The maths is there, so you can
Got understood. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'll read
it. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So now that we have a very robust order backlog and even the top management is back on track, how will be the guidance going ahead in terms of execution? Can we look for that 3,500 crore kind of number, maybe say in FY24, or is it too early to say on that?
So, the number I would refrain from saying that it is a guidance. So, number one, this is definitely our endeavor to ensure that we are doing it at a rate of about 300 crores per month on the FY24 for sure.
Okay, 300 crores that seems to be a little bit, per month, that is the number that you're targeting. Okay, no issues.
Yeah.
The second thing is that we have witnessed a slowdown in NHAI orders. And I'm not too sure whether at this point in time, now that your hands are full with this kind of order, you may not be aggressively looking out for order. But still, if you could give us some color on how do you see the road sector panning out in terms of the awardings and some color on even the water space too.
So let me take the water space first, because which is, as I stated in my opening statement, is I believe is going to be the in future, because we are at a very nascent stage both in terms of water accessibility to the large part of the country as well as the treatment of the wastewater. So the opportunities are among us at this point in time. So, there are about at least 10 lakh crores worth of UPJJM projects. Every state has to do the Har Ghar Jal schemes. The wastewater treatment projects standalone for the Mumbai itself stand at about 22,000 crores. So, and imagine what kind of numbers pan out if you look at the class A and class B cities alone of the country. So the numbers in the water treatment are on the both the supply side and the treatment side are substantial, to leave alone the opportunity that has been in the offering of river linking projects, which is also, I think, something which is taking shape as we speak. My views are there will be ample projects in this space going forward, and that's a space we believe is has enough room for player with differentiation to create a differentiation and command some value there. In terms of the road projects, you are right that there is a bit of a slowdown, but however, it's to my mind a temporary scenario. There is still a substantive work to be done both at the center level and at the state level for road infrastructure to be built. So it will be, I think the more important point is we speak, government is seized with the issue that they need reliable concessionaires or contractors, and they would want to revive the BOT toll projects. So there is a go back to the drawing board and see what will be the risk reward scheme, which is balanced and which will attract the financial strengths of the private sector and have the infrastructure build up quickly. So I think in many months, both the state and the NHAI and MoRTH should come up with certain revised models, maybe a few months more than that. And then the uptick will start on the order book as well.
Sure. Thank you for those details. So if we could also touch upon some of these railway projects which we have been hearing coming up for this redevelopment part. Is there any thought given from Welspun Enterprises side to participate in any of those projects? Because I believe in the past we have had, you know, explored such opportunities.
So yes, that is an adjacency always been on the horizon. As long as those are developmental projects, we surely will look at it. Pure EPC play, we may stay away from it until unless we build the requisite strengths to deliver those projects.
Sure. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. So first question is on the completion percentage. If you can just share the completion percentage at the end of Q2 for Onta Samaria, SNRP in Varanasi.
So Onta Samaria is about 55% on the financial progress side. I will correct myself for the PCOD from the on the Anta Samaria is 46%, SNRP is 12%, and Varanasi road project is 15%.
Sir, I didn't get the SNRP part. SNRP is, you said 12%?
That is correct.
Okay, sure. Thanks. So, second question is on the margins. So, we reported 9% OPM, if you look at the standalone operating EBITDA margins. What is the guidance for the second half?
So, as I said, it is a difficult situation to give in a market wherein the commodity price cycles are pretty volatile. So I would refrain from giving a guidance. How our anticipation is that if the current trend is to continue, our EBITDA margins will improve further in two quarters, primarily on two counts because of the high revenue that we expect to generate in Q3 and Q4. And also the commodity cycle that we see up to now. I would also want to clarify that our working, the operating profit margins are in the range of 10 to 11%. I'm not too very sure how the computation is being done.
Of 9%.
Sorry. Sorry, I stand corrected. This is 9%. My apologies.
No problem, sir. So basically, in Q3 and Q4, we should be expecting better margins than Q2. Will that be correct understanding?
That is correct understanding.
Okay. So just last question on the guidance. You mentioned that for FY24, you plan to do 300 crore per month revenues. What is the guidance for the current fiscal?
So one I would want to, even at the cost of repetition, say the I will not want to classify that as a guidance. Only want to share this as an information which we believe we are in a, it is an expectation that we have. We expect the current year to close anywhere around run rate of close to the double of last year. And as I have said, the next year we are there, looking at a higher rate of execution given the order book strength. So that's what I would say.
Sure, sir. Okay. Thanks for answering the questions. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sudhir Behra from Right Time Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and congrats for the great set of numbers, sir. So going forward, what kind of project you would be concentrating given the good cash on hand and good liquidity position? So would it be like pure EPC HAM or water treatment project? So where our focus would be in coming time?
So let me state a stated position of the company that we are governed by a order book which is consistent with the return expectation that the company has. Mm-hmm. We are, while we would want to have a balance between the verticals and the offerings that we have, however, mm-hmm. the guiding principle, first of all, is the return expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Our concentration as we speak would continue to be on the developmental projects where we can bring in a differentiation. However, we are open to EPC project on the road. In terms of water segment, we are looking at EPC and selective investmental projects.
Okay. And with the kind of deal and the return which your company will make, so any plan to reward the shareholders?
This is a decision which the board will take at an appropriate time when the financial the practice deal concludes. However, from a management point of view, we see a lot of opportunity to invest these capital, as I said in my opening statement. We have a need of the capital to retire our debt. We have a need to of capital to support our current operations. And we have a need to have a war chest for next phase of growth. So see adequate opportunity to create wealth for the stakeholders on a sustainable basis. However, these decisions are of board level decisions, which we will at an appropriate time project to the board and be guided by them.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saurav Kumar Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Sir, my first question is about the last conference call. I think Sandeep sir indicated that we'll start receiving the first tranche of money from the September for this Actis deal. So I would like to ask, have you received any fund from Actis so far? Any advance fund or any part fund?
No. As of now, no. We have been able to get the approvals from the lenders and the clients only in the month of October, which is the major condition precedent, and thereafter the balance condition precedents are being met as we speak. The first closing is expected to be in the Q3 of 23.
Right, sir. So my second question is, presently the total shareholder equity shown in the balance sheet is about 1,965 crore rupees. What is your expectation after this deal? What would be the impact on the total equity solely by this deal, expected impact?
See, you are referring to our standalone Welspun Enterprises shareholding part. And after this deal, we are divesting in the SEPV. The investments will get cancelled and there will be no impact on the number of concern.
Sir, I was referring to the consolidated balance sheet. Total equity, it shows about 1,965. So what you're saying is that there won't be any impact of the deal on the total equity?
No, there will be no deal on the total equity on enterprise limited debt level. This is only what we are doing as a deal, that we are divesting our SPVs.
Right, sir. Sir, and what would be the estimated tax?
This is a pure cash consideration, so there is no equity involved into it.
All right, sir. And so what would be the estimated tax burden on the enterprise due to this deal? Estimated tax burden?
Yeah, we have engaged consultants. They are working on it. Once this computation and everything gets finalized, then we will come to know the real impact.
All right, sir. So the last question, though the deal is already on and hopefully it should be completed, do you see any scenario, any probability, however low it is, of the deal not going through? I mean, do you have any concern on your mind which may affect the deal?
To the best of our knowledge, there is no reason for the deal to not take place. And we are reasonably convinced that this shall take place in the Q3 of FY23, given that we have all the given that we all have the approvals from all lenders and the clients, and the first close of this deal to take place in Q3 of FY23.
All right, sir. And since you said there won't be any impact on the total equity shown on the balance sheet, I assume there won't be any impact on the number of outstanding shares also, as it stands about 15 crores?
Yes, there will be no impact.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind our participants, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on decent numbers. One quick question. So we are seeing the pending equity requirement of around 236 crores versus the number was 175 crores on 30th June, and we have invested approximately around 30 crores. So what explains this 90 crores increase in the pending commitments? Which project is this?
See, you are correct when you are referring the last June number about 105 crores and the current number is 236 crores. But you refer to our last press release where we have said that this 175 crores is our consolidated net of our short-term loan also, which we have invested during the journey to ensure that the SPV project executions are in the momentum. So now, during the Actis deal, this 91 crores is likely to get a structure of incubated in the deal. So now we are coming up with a fresh requirement without netting off the short-term loan, where we have only one project left, the SNRP, and some minor equity in the oil and gas business that we are looking at to invest in next 1 to 2 years as the project progress. So 1 to 236 crores equity requirement has been mentioned in the press release as well.
Okay, so just to understand the difference of 90 odd crores, I mean, that will go to the one project which is pending for the Actis deal.
No, there is no 91 crores will go as an equity. What I am trying to say that this was a short-term loan outside the equity,
okay,
which were being supported to the SPV during the course of the journey.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sandeep Kaur, Managing Director, Wealthfront Enterprises, for closing comments.
I would like once again to all of you for joining us on this call today, and I hope we have been able to address all your queries. I look forward to speaking to you once again in the near future. Meanwhile, please feel free to reach out to Abhinandan or his team for any questions or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Wealthfront Enterprises Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.